This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
How many lips does a horse have?
How many lips?
That's correct.
Lips does a horse have?
That's right.
How many lips? Is that what you said?
Yeah, lips.
That's right, lips.
All right, wait. This could be a joke here.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. We're going to do some serious learning today. Ed Battagliano, a professor here at Learning University.
They'll be learning today, but it'll be anything but serious.
Good point. J.J. Jasper, how you doing, Brother J.J.?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here.
How many years have we been doing this trivia show here now? Is anybody
like
that's
in
a
this
good
format?
Trivia question. That's a good trivia question right there, isn't it? Huh?
Three or four? Does that sound right? Is that not far?
It seems like you and Marvin started doing it.
Marvin Sanders and I were doing it. That's probably 8-10 years ago when we started doing it. And then you, the three of us started doing it, what, about 4 years ago?
Four or five, maybe? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
We obviously don't have a clue, but I'll go with four or five.
Something like that. Anyway.
Well, how many years do we have on Hilarious Highlights? We're on number six.
We tried to decide that last week. Nobody
we can't come up.
You know, I would just say we're not off to a good start here in terms of, you know, how we look to the audience.
Let me tell you how this works.
Yeah.
So I ate lunch with a dear friend, Jimmy Don, yesterday, former neighbor. We actually owned an airplane together, and I knew it's been a couple of months since I've seen him, but I think about him a lot. So we met for lunch, and I said, boy, it's been a few months since we've gotten together. He said, the last time we got together, I helped you do some electrical work when you guys opened your women's boutique. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it seems like
he thought it was a couple months.
A couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Because I think about him, and we did so many things together. I said, that's not possible. He said, it was the last time. So 2 years ago since I laid eyes on him.
Man.
Amazing. Time flies, as they say. All right, Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. We're going to ask three questions each and then ask you to call in and answer and ask a trivia question. That's what we would like for you to do. Now, if you called and got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please don't call. Don't take it personally. Just a rule we have here.
Or you can take it personally, but you still can't call.
Yeah, you can take it personally. We'll never know.
That's true.
So if you want to take it personally, take it personally. But it won't bother us this weekend. The phone number to reach us here on today's issues on Trivia Friday to be on the air and make your family proud. Here's the number, 888-589-8840. Toll free, 888-589-8840. We will have a mystery question. And if answered correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring, and all the world will know you've won yourself a Trivia Friday / Learning University t-shirt, which if you're watching the show on Facebook or YouTube right now,
we're holding it up.
We're holding up our Trivia Friday Learning University t-shirts. We got two sizes. Is that right? Do you even know?
After this show began, you're going to ask me to come up with another number?
I do know this, and this is not hyperbole. We don't have many left.
No, we got plenty left.
Do we?
Yeah, I asked Angie May, who's in charge of our store. They just ordered.
Oh, good.
We got all sizes, she said.
Okay, I knew we were getting down to
the last week.
I just
okay,
asked
good.
You that question. You looked at me like you didn't have a clue.
Well, yes,
you tell
exactly
me we have all
how
sizes,
many.
I know.
We have all sizes. I do not know how many sizes that is.
You could have helped me out right there. You just looked at me like
I could
have.
I prefer to throw you under the bus. It's that kind of.
Learning kind University. Of, so we got Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirts, and you will win one if the cowbell rings. Now, if you want to order one or two, they're only $15. $15. And as Ed says, we have a special going on, two for $30.
That's right. Today right only.
In. Today only?
Yeah.
You can go to the website, afastore.net, 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 and get your Learning University t-shirts and wear them proudly.
They really are good-looking shirts, and it helps the Ministry of American Family Association, American Family Radio.
Now, I do want to make note that I am coming out of a cold, and I've taken some Benadryl. If I fall asleep in the middle of the show, all right, you guys will know why.
Like Joe Biden?
like Joe Biden. Like low-energy Joe.
Hey, I heard Joe Biden did good for 30 minutes last night.
I watched about a 23, 24-minute segment on health care. Yeah, it wasn't easy. and after taking – that was immediately after taking Benadryl, and it was very difficult to stay awake.
Yeah. Well, all right, Trivia Friday it is. So now, have we taken care of all our?
And you gave the phone number, and you gave the one rule that we have.
I think we're ready.
Okay, Ed.
All right, here are my three questions. In the 1954 sci-fi classic *Them*, America is threatened by giant mutations. What were those giants?
What was the name of the show?
*Them*. It was a science fiction movie.
Oh, it was a movie.
Yeah, *Them*.
You know, I want to say hats off to the creative people that named that and that and that Volkswagen car Thing.
Yes, I remember Thing.
*Them* and Thing.
And then the movie *Blob* came out, didn't it?
The *Blob*. That was.
Oh, it was The Blob.
The *Blob*. Yeah, that was a couple years after *Them*.
How do you pick up a date
in a car called the Thing?
And she wants to know what show we're going to tonight.
Oh. And what are you picking me up in? What are you driving?
Yeah, the
the thing.
We're going to see the blob.
Them and the blob. And after I eat a
whole. Nice to meet you, young man. What movie are you taking my daughter to tonight? We're going to see the blob.
The blob.
I don't think there's a future here. I really don't. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, second question. The theme song to the cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants begins, "Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?" For a free t-shirt. What's the rest of the theme song?
Okay, I've watched that show several times. I would just say that because I got young grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever created that show, though, was on drugs. I'm just saying. It was a hit, but...
All about some oceanography. They knew their business about squids and barnacles and all that.
Who would ever think of putting it... What kind of... Anyway, square... Yeah.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
All right, so anyway.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? What's the rest of the theme song?
You know how parents are always supposed to be a united front to be on the same page? This is embarrassing. True story. Yeah. Quick story.
From the Jasper home?
Yeah, so Melanie comes to me and she says, the kids are wanting to watch what all their friends are watching, this SquarePants, whatever. You know, this was 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah, it's on reruns now.
So I don't feel good about it, and I need you to watch it. So I sit in there with my son Cooper, and we're laughing our heads off.
Yeah.
And Melanie said, well, what do you think? I said, these writers are geniuses. Yeah. I said, this is so funny. She said, you know, she's giving me the cutoff sign in her
throat. You're supposed to be agreeing with me.
You're supposed to be agreeing. I already told them they can't watch it. This is not good.
Right. And you're in there laughing at
it. This is really.
In front of your children.
These writers are clever. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe they weren't on drugs. I don't know. I don't want to be sued here. You know, I'm just, it was a figure of speech.
Yes.
Go ahead, Ed.
All right, last question. In what 1969 Western did John Wayne play the one-eyed lawmaker Rooster Cogburn? Rooster Cogburn. 1969 Western. John Wayne played it. What's the name of the movie?
Well, I'll tell you, Waha. Pilgrims. Hey, here's the three I've got. First question, what are the three languages the Bible was originally written in? The three languages the Bible was originally written in? Second question, in Peter Pan, Captain Hook had a hook on which hand?
Oh, that's a good question.
Third question. That rhymes right there. Do that again.
In Peter Pan, Captain Hook had a hook on which hand?
That's a beginning like a nursery rhyme.
Or a rap.
Yeah, rap.
If you beatbox.
Lives on a pineapple under the sea.
Here's the third question, true or false? True or false? Hook. In Florida, it is illegal for unmarried women to parachute on Sunday. Is that true or false? In Florida, it is illegal for unmarried women to parachute on Sunday. And why wouldn't it be illegal if you really think it through? Is that true or false?
You're talking about rap music, you know? We JJ brought it up. Well, you know, when you're out driving around town, wherever town you are in USA, most of the time when people come by and they have their music turned up loud today, it's what? Rap music, right? Bump, am I right? Bump,
and you can feel it. You don't necessarily hear it, but you feel it.
You can feel it. It can make one of your tires come off if you get too close to another car. But the funniest thing I've seen in years about that, the other day I was at the doctor's office, got out of my car, and a guy comes driving up in like a 1982 Toyota something or another, got the blaring music coming out of his car. The dude's like 65, and it's George Jones. No. I'm not kidding you. This guy is in the parking lot of the doctor's office, and he's got George Jones blaring out for the whole world to see. You know what I'm talking about? The country music legend?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Worth more than the car.
The possums, what they called him. Anyway, it was the funniest. I had to do a double take. You know, I'm not hearing rap music. I'm hearing some old white guy driving by with George Jones cranked up. Let's make sure everybody knows, you know, all the songs.
That's like cranking up Barry Manilow or something for someone who likes 70s pop music.
All right, here are my three questions. Corn is also known as what? And that's not JJ's jokes we're talking about here.
Because that's also known as funny.
Yeah, corn is also known as what? And number two, what? This is kind of a riddle. What is always coming, but it never arrives? What is always coming, but it never arrives? Number three.
Good question.
From the world of floating fruits comes this question. Which fruit floats because 25% of its volume is air? Which fruit floats because 25% of its volume is air?
That's a good question.
All right, let's go, Ed. Let's go, Professor Ed. Get us started.
All right.
Across America.
We go to Ohio, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
I feel this is such a great honor to be on your show and to be first. It's been about 4 months. I'm the guy that sent you all the squat. I'm the squat provider.
Yeah, that's right. We got a box of squat.
I guess you're about due for some more squat.
That comes from the expression that Tim uses. You don't know squat.
Yeah. You can never have too much squat.
You said you don't send a squat.
Thank you, John, for sending us that squat. And that was original. That wasn't more, original but, with me. I got that from George Jones.
A song. Hey, John, thank you for sending us stuff. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I will do both.
What question you want to answer?
Well, the easy one, rooster.
All right, let me ask the question, John. In what 1969 Western did John Wayne play the one-eyed lawman Rooster Cogburn?
True Grit.
Is correct.
Nicely done. We actually had a question submitted by one of our faithful students, a true grit
easy
question about roster.
Yeah, about roster.
That was a little going to be a little too tough for our students. So in his honor, you just threw that one in there.
Picked a Rooster Cogburn question. So
hey, John, was True Grit the one that Glenn Campbell was in?
Yeah, I think so. But then they made it again just a few years ago.
Did they?
Trying to remember who was in it.
When he has,
they remade the movie.
Yeah, they had an updated version of it.
The part of the movie is like when you always get to the part of the movie that here we go. It's when he puts those reins between his teeth.
That's a great scene.
And he just says, "Let's." And I think he jumps over a split rail fence, but he said, "All right, you got me pushed all the way back in the corner. Now I'm going to come out."
Comes with his two six guns.
Yeah.
The reins in his mouth.
And the reins in his between his teeth.
They made a sequel to the 1969 movie True Grit in 1975 with John Wayne that was just called Rooster Cogburn.
They did remake True Grit also.
They did here in the last five or so years.
Yeah.
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 You'll never see a movie Go ahead, John.
It was almost exactly the same movie, just different people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Hollywood's coming up with so many original ideas. They go back to the good. It's kind of hard to remake a movie with when John Wayne was the original, the star. You're going to say, yeah, okay, come see my version.
There's only one John Wayne.
Way more manly than the John Wayne version.
Hey, and John, we're talking about Hollywood and these new movies. I don't know how closely you follow those things, but Hollywood is coming out with a new Amish action hero. They're going to call it Arnold Schwarzenegger. So you be watching for that on the big screen. Or Schwarzenegger.
I will.
Schwarzenegger. That's funny.
Hey, John, what's your question for us?
Well, to go along with one of the questions you guys were asking, what was the language most often used in or written, the New Testament was written in? In other words, what language was used the most when?
Well, that'll give away one of his. That'll give away one of his.
That's going to give one of my three away, but it'd make it easy for our students. Well, you want us to hold off and not answer that?
Yeah, because if he says no, if we answer one, he says no. That
he's
going to
give the
he'll give the other one.
He's going to give two of my three.
Right.
Yeah, I guess we better plead the fifth on this, John. But that is a good question. We'll answer it after people. We'll answer it if you continue to listen after people. Whoever answers mine, how about that?
Well, nobody said that you could answer this one, really.
Yeah, we know it. We know the answer
because
we're professors.
Okay. I'll trust you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right.
I don't think you have a lot of confidence that we would know that.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure we know it, but we don't want to give away some of yours either. So, all right. We go to Oklahoma, and Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
How are you, Mike?
Where are you calling from, Mike?
Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Bartlesville, okay, wonderful.
When we had this conversation, I remember telling Mike I was flying myself to Kansas, and we landed in Bartlesville and fueled up. Nice little FBO, nice little airport there.
What does FBO mean?
It's like a gas station for airplanes.
Oh, okay.
It's where you buy fuel and you can rent airplanes.
And you can buy some Cheez-Its or Pringles.
Exactly.
And stuff inside
got a
the,
snack machine. Yeah. Hey, Mike, ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to try both, yeah.
Which one you feel confident about?
I think the three languages.
Okay, and then we'll be able to answer John's while he's still listening. What are the three languages the Bible was originally written in?
Okay, I would say Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek.
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's right.
Nicely done. And to answer John's question.
Now, John's question was...
The New Testament was written mostly in what?
Well, I'm going to say Greek, Koinonia Greek.
Yeah, Greek was my guess as well.
Yeah.
Which one of those languages is the oldest?
Well,
Greek, Hebrew, or what's the Arabic?
Probably
Aramaic.
Hebrew, since it goes all the way back in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
I think when they hung the little sign, the little quick sign they made on the cross, didn't they write that in Greek and Aramaic?
And Latin, too. I think they were Latin.
About him being the king of the Jews.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, way to go, buddy. You got a question for us?
Yeah, I do. Okay, here it is. What yearly sporting event draws the greatest number of spectators, live spectators, to the event itself?
Are you talking about a single event, Mike, or a sport?
It's an event. It's sporting related event, yeah, and it's big.
There's the deal, Mike. I'd say, given the climate that we got these days and times, that sport that you mentioned would be Trump bashing.
Hey, that's right. Are you so? I'm not to belabor the point here, but I'm just trying to understand, Mike. Maybe you can't tell me anymore than you've already told on the hints. But are you talking about where people go? A spectator sport for a one-day event like a Super Bowl, for example? Are you talking about...
Yes.
Are you... Okay. And you're talking about what is the number one watch sport there?
In the world?
All right. So, all right, Mike, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, don't say yes or no.
That's going to be football, soccer version, isn't it?
We're talking about in-person spectators.
Right.
So
people that show up viewers.
I know what that is in the United States.
Right.
Are we talking about football? Are we talking about NASCAR?
Football,
hold on just
soccer,
a minute. I know what it is.
Okay.
I know what it is.
Okay.
Did y'all not hear me?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about the United States, Mike?
He said
yes,
the world.
It's probably the world, too. But
well, then I'm not as confident, Ed and JJ. However, I will say this. The largest stadium in the United States is in Bristol, Tennessee, and it hosts the Bristol NASCAR races twice a year. It seats approximately 160,000 people.
Wow.
Now,
I was going to say a NASCAR thing.
Yeah, now that's a twice a year event. Now, other than that, so
hello?
Go ahead, Mike. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, it's not that kind of race. It's the Boston Marathon.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
The Boston Marathon.
Yeah,
because of people lining the streets.
It can have up to 30,000 participants. That's runners.
Yeah.
And up to a 500,000 lining the course, watching it.
That makes sense.
That sure does. You had us looking at an arena in our mind. You know, I was thinking
that's why it's tricky.
Soccer over seas.
I think Dean Tim is correct on.
That would make sense. I thought it would. If you're going to go to a stadium, it would be.
And
a
when you said 160,000 people, all I
that's
could
amazing.
Think of was needing to go get a Coke and popcorn and say, "Excuse me, sorry, coming through. Excuse me.
Yeah, exactly. No, I've been there two or three
the
times.
The Indianapolis 500 race, in years past, it's drawn up to 250,000.
Wow, at the Brickyard.
Wow, that's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's big, too.
That is an awful
Wait,
lot
not
of
as big as,
concessions.
Not as many
sales.
People as the Boston Marathon draws.
And we can't go to church because it's raining?
Yeah,
that
good
Sunday
point.
We weren't able to go to church?
Good point.
Duly
it's just
noted.
So rainy and everything. We're just not going to be able to go today.
I just don't feel like going.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
I tell you what. Let's repeat our questions and take our break. And then come back on the other side and dive back into our callers.
All right, here are my questions. I'll have to add one since one has been answered. In the 1954 sci-fi classic, Them, America is threatened by giant mutations. What were these giants? Second question, and for a free T-shirt, the theme song to the cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants begins, "Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? What's the rest of it?" And I'm going to add one. This is kind of taken from a question I had several weeks ago. What does the acronym FLOTUS stand for? FLOTUS. What does the acronym FLOTUS stand for?
That's what that stewardess tells you. In the event this plane goes down in the water, you can reach up under your seat there and get that FLOTUS device. And then if air pressure goes out, a mask will come down from the ceiling, and you just want to get that in a real natural way and put that over your mouth while everybody's screaming bloody murder.
And forget the kids sitting next to you. You need to get your mask on first.
Before you assist anyone else.
Exactly right. Here's what I've got. First question, in Peter Pan, Captain Hook had a hook on which hand? Second question, true or false? In Florida, it is illegal for unmarried women to parachute on Sunday. Is that true? Or false? Then I'll add a new one. The Kendrick brothers have a new movie out, including their new movie. Name all six of their movies.
Ah.
Here are my questions. What is always coming but never arrives?
World peace.
Well, that's true, too, but that's not
my ship. My ship has never come in.
Well, that's, yeah. but that's not the answer I'm looking for.
Okay.
Corn is also known as what? What's another name for corn? Number three, which fruit floats? Because 25% of it, its volume, is actually air.
Good question.
Okay. All right, we shall return momentarily with more of Trivia Friday / Learning University here on American Family Radio.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio. and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Hey, you've been hearing about our Holy Land tour coming up in March, March 12th through the 20th. Well, it's filling up. In fact, I expect us to be full in the next few weeks. So if you're interested in going with us, if this is your bucket list trip, and maybe this is the year you'd like to go, just go to the website twholyland.com. twholyland.com. You know, the great thing about our trip to the Holy Land is experiencing it with brothers and sisters from across the country, many of whom listen to American Family Radio and support American Family Association. So you're going to be with folks of like mind and like spirit. We're going to have a wonderful time visiting Israel. So for more information, go to the website twholyland.com. That's twholyland.com.
Fox News Commentary with Todd Starnes.
Hello, Americans. Duke University declares war on Christians. That story next. One of the most prestigious Christian student organizations in the nation will not be recognized at Duke University. The Student Government Senate voted unanimously to decline recognizing Young Life as an official student group. Young Life is a national organization that already ministers to middle school and high school students in North Carolina. But Duke had problems with the Christian ministry's policies regarding LGBTQ students. They currently have a rule banning any gay students from serving in leadership. They can be a member of Young Life, they just can't lead Young Life. Student government leaders say the policy violates the university's non-discrimination clause. In other words, they're telling Christian groups that leadership must reflect the values of the university, not the teachings of their faith. I'm Todd Starnes.
That's your Fox News commentary.
All right. You knew that. You thought you were listening. If you're a baby boomer, you're listening to that going, I know that. But, and then when that, about 30 seconds in, it kicks into the part where everybody knows it's
Captain Kangaroo.
Captain Kangaroo.
And did you guys ever have, I think this was kind of like a national program, but they had regional ladies in romper room. Did you have a romper room?
I remember romper program? Room. I wasn't a big fan of romper room, but they had.
The reason I think it was regional is because romper room in New England, I don't remember the lady's name, but she would look in the magic mirror and she would say, today so-and-so has a birthday in Lowell, Massachusetts. Yeah. And you send
That's
in.
When I started doubting magic. about that time, you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
That's I was, right. The
I
magic
was four
mirror.
Or five, but I thought this something to add up about this about this lady.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know what ever happened to her.
I see but, that little Eddie Vitaglietto has a birthday today.
Mr. Green Jeans was
Mr.
On there,
Green
right?
Jeans. You had the moose, and then every once in a while, ping pong balls would come
with a
falling
squirrel.
Out of the
with a squirrel. Wasn't there a little squirrel that would grab the ping pong balls?
I don't remember too much of it. It was a long time ago.
Well, you had Captain Kangaroo, and then his rival was who? Who was Captain Kangaroo's rival? Not on the show.
I don't know, but it turned ugly when they met behind
They fought for ratings, and it was ugly.
Really?
Yeah, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers was his.
Really? They were on at the same time?
I think Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Maybe Mr.
I was thinking Rogers. Mr. Rogers came later.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, you think he came a little later?
I think so.
That was my. I remember Captain Kangaroo, but he probably started in the 50s, didn't he?
Yeah, it was black and white when he started.
Went all through the 60s.
Yeah.
I think Captain Kangaroo's rival was Jack LaLanne.
Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, he was doing those jumping jacks on the one channel, and Captain Kangaroo was doing his thing on the other.
Yeah, Captain Kangaroo started black and white. Well, what was that? Yes. What was that Muppet that was on?
You're talking about
not Kermit.
Howdy Doody.
Yeah, Howdy Doody.
Yeah, he wasn't a Muppet. He was he was a marionette or something. He was a puppet. You're close.
I think you're thinking Uli Fran anyway.
Kukla Fran and Ollie. Yeah, I think boy, we are really I going think, way back. That was about Kukla Fran.
That was kind of you guys. y'all are a little older than me. Mine was
Kukla Fran was Mr. and Ollie. I hadn't forgotten.
Mr. Rogers, Sesame Street, and the Electric Company. They all came along right there.
Up in all Boston, right. It was always the electric chair. That's how we got our. That's how we got our. Our fun on weekends. Who they frying today?
Oh, my word.
Welcome to the electric chair. Yes.
We better go to the phones.
All right,
phones.
Here we go. Let me just say this. Let me correct myself. I said that Bristol Motor Speedway was the largest stadium in America. And I believe that I know that's true from a stadium that's enclosed.
Right.
But the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is much larger if you include all their stands.
Okay.
But I'm talking about a bowl stadium.
Yeah.
The Bristol Motor Speedway is the largest bowl stadium in America. Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. And thank you for listening. You want to send us an email. If you want to send us an email, go to comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. You want to watch the show and participate with a lot of other folks who are watching on Facebook, just type in Today's Issues, J.J. Jasper's waving, or YouTube. Today's Issues, type that in, you'll get to our show. Let's go back.
By the way, I do want to say that one of our longtime listeners said, when you talk about what Learning University will do for you, make you smarter, better, awesomer, to include gooder.
Okay.
So for today
I think we can add that to the repertoire.
Yeah.
That we're able to provide for our students.
So we do make our listeners gooder.
Do we have an online... class?
Online school.
Do we do?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And you can enroll the credits are
free. How's our football team doing this year?
Well, that's kind of a sore subject.
Okay.
We'll
talk about that later off the air.
Yeah. All right. We go to Arizona, and David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, gentlemen.
Gentlemen, I like that. David, thank you, David. For the compliment.
It's appropriate.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, David?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I think I'm going to go for the SpongeBob question.
All right, here it is. And, David, this is for a free T-shirt.
If you sing it, it will mean more, and it'll be easier for you to remember it, David.
And I will be forever in your debt if you can sing it. But here's the question.
Okay.
The theme song to the cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants begins, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? David, what's the rest of it?
Okay, I'm going to sing it. You asked for it.
Yes, sir.
Right. Here it goes. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants. Absorbent and yellow and porous is he. SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants.
Whoa!
Well,
wow,
David,
that's impressive.
Now I gotta tell you only got halfway there. You only got half the song.
That's all we need.
Oh, really?
No, send him half the shirt.
You want me to give it to him?
No. Don't incur. Don't. You, yeah. Well. Yeah.
All right. So. I'm gonna.
I mean, you get an effort like David just gave.
So you think he's based.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You left out. We're going to give you the free T-shirt, Dave, because the boss said to.
Good.
If it was up to Ed, he wouldn't.
That's right.
Either he cut the sleeves off, send your wife beater.
You left out, if nautical nonsense be something you wish, then drop on the deck and flop like a fish.
Okay.
But
that's right.
He did miss.
What's that new?
But you did sing it, so we're going to give it to you.
Remind me that new math that's out there. What's that called?
You talk
Common Core. Yeah, this is sort of like Common Core. It doesn't matter if 2 + 2, what it is. It's how does it make you feel?
That's right.
So, David, you know this is Common Core.
You sang it, David. So that's gonna that kind of effort is something we appreciate from our students.
It's an effort.
So all right, you're getting a T-shirt, buddy.
Make sure when we're done with you on the air, do not hang up. We'll put you on hold, David, and you get your
free
T-shirt.
Where are you calling from in Arizona, David?
A little town in northeast Arizona called Joseph City. It's actually the oldest Mormon town in Arizona.
Okay, that's some good trivia.
Is it near Holbrook? Is it near Holbrook?
Yeah, it's a... I actually live in Holbrook, but I work in Joseph City.
Yeah, Holbrook's where our station is. That's why I asked. Fire away with your question, David. Fire away.
Okay, going along with SpongeBob, who was SpongeBob's best friend, and what kind of sea creature was he?
Well, it was
Patrick.
Patrick, and
he was a starfish.
Starfish.
Yeah, you got it.
SpongeBob.
Kids love that show. In fact, my daughter gave me a pair of SpongeBob pajamas that I still have and wear.
Well,
that's
you guys
a little too much information, David, but that's okay.
When you're going to Walmart, don't wear those pajamas. Yeah, wear a different pair.
No.
All right, David, thank you, brother.
I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere. We'll get you information, and congratulations on the T-shirt.
You guys can school me on that SpongeBob SquarePants. I have watched a few episodes because it's still on Nickelodeon, I think, or Kids Nick or whatever. But now all the rage is Paw Patrol.
Oh,
familiar with
I
that.
Know.
Yeah, I know about some Paw Patrol, too.
And there's a dinosaur thing my grandson likes.
That was the Barney years.
No, this is one where they swipe a card and a dinosaur appears and they fight. I forget what the name of it is. King of the dinosaurs.
Paw Patrol, they have some real good morals, and that's good clean show. I've enjoyed all 3,200 times I've watched that.
Chase is on the case.
Yes.
All right, let's get back to the phone.
We go back to the phones. We got a different Dave, so we're going to Ohio for this Dave. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Good morning
Good
to you,
morning,
sir.
Brother Dave, where are you calling from in the Buckeye State there?
Martins Ferry, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've been there.
What, two miles from Wheaton, West Virginia.
When were you there, JJ?
I spoke there once.
Martins Ferry?
Yeah, it's been a while. And then once when I was hitchhiking, I was in Wheeling, West Virginia. We got dropped off there and said, look at this. We're nearly as close to Niagara Falls as we are Owensboro, Kentucky. So me and my friend Dan, we hitchhiked to Niagara Falls.
Now, this was a long time ago.
In the 70s.
In the galaxy far,
That's
far
exactly
away.
Exactly right, yeah. Wheeling, West Virginia is where we started.
Dave, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll answer.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
Captain Hook.
Okay, Dave, here's the question. In Peter Pan, Captain Hook had a hook on which hand?
Left hand.
Left hand.
Yes.
Yes, sir. All right,
hey,
what?
Do you know why, speaking of pirates, I was reading about this. I forgot where I was reading about this, but you know the patch over their eye?
Yeah.
One eye? That's a stereotypical pirate, right?
Right.
They actually wore those because they stayed down below the deck. When they stayed down below the deck, and they would for several hours, they would come up. That they would have, so they wouldn't have to be blinded by the light.
Oh, they would switch it.
Switch it, yeah.
Over to
that's what I read.
Huh. I thought it was from after they got the hook. They weren't used to it, and when they scratch their eye, they would.
That's a relief.
Result
pitcher.
In a tragedy.
Starting pitcher gets the hook. That's where
gets
that comes
hook.
From.
Hey, Dave.
You missed my joke.
Hey,
All
Dave.
Right,
what's your question for us?
You were going, and I just interrupted you.
I didn't have any.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to AFR.
Thank you, Dave. From Martins Ferry, Ohio, Dave calls. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Go with your questions there, brother.
Or repeat the questions?
Yeah, real quick.
All right.
Real quick.
I'll have to add another one.
Okay.
In the 1954 sci-fi classic, Them, America is threatened by giant mutations. Isn't it always? What were these giants? Tell me what they were. Second question, what does the acronym FLOTUS stand for? FLOTUS. And I'm going to add a true-false question.
Okay.
The Bible nowhere says that Satan rules in hell. Is that true or false? The Bible nowhere says that Satan rules in hell. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? In Florida, it is illegal for unmarried women to parachute on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
It should be.
Or false?
I'll tell you why, because they should be at home cooking.
Yeah. I'm with you.
And it's Ed Vitagliano. Yes. What is it, Italian?
Yeah,
what's your email?
Yeah.
Here's my second question. The Kendrick brothers have a new movie out, including their new movie, Name All Six of Their Movies. Outstanding, every one.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll add one. In 2005, this man signed off for the last time as principal anchorman of the CBS Evening News. Name him. 2005, this man signed off for the last time as principal anchorman of the CBS Evening News. Name him.
Ooh, good.
All right, my questions. Corn is also known as what? There's another name. Pretty easy question, but corn is also known as what? Number two, what is always coming, but it never arrives? What is always coming, but it never arrives? And no, it's not your ship, as Ed said earlier. Number three, which fruit floats because 25% of its volume is air?
You know, we throw this in a lot of time, but we're giving some people some great ideas for these garage bands. Floating fruit?
Floating fruits.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they would play something a little milder than grunge probably, though, wouldn't they?
Floating fruits.
The floating fruits.
But yeah, it'd be somewhere between polka
Amish
and
grunge.
And grunge
Amish
band.
Grunge, as you...
Polka.
You like, yeah, polka. Like a polka band?
Yeah, a little bit. Floating fruits. Somewhere in the middle between a polka band and grunge.
And
the
one, and a two, and a three.
Come here.
The floating
fruits.
All right. We go to Arkansas.
You got your floating fruits tickets?
That's a little bit hard to say.
Yeah, I got front row.
Front row for the floating fruits. That is not easy to say.
Got
to
get there early, though.
All right, we go to Arkansas, and Scott is on the line. Scott, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
How are you, Scott?
Doing good.
What part of Arkansas do you live?
Just outside of Little Rock. I'm one of them truck drivers all over the world.
Good. Thanks for what you do to keep everything moving. Hey, ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to go with the riddle.
What is always coming?
Always coming, but never.
But it never arrives.
Just like my paycheck tomorrow.
Tomorrow, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, okay.
That's right, Scott.
That's like really good.
It's like your paycheck. That's right. What is always coming, but it never arrives? The answer is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Exactly.
Good job, Scott. You have a question for us?
Yes, I do, but I need to make one quick shout-out because I got in trouble last time I called in. So, hi, Doc Chandler and all the crew there.
Well, hey, you hit your phone and you kind of stepped on your shout-out. Do that again.
Uh-oh. Hi, Donna Chandler and the rest of the dog trimming crew.
Oh, okay. All right.
Great.
So Donna,
yeah.
you shout out.
Hey, Scott. Yeah.
I'm just family. Yes, sir.
I'm just feeling a little generous today, and if you can answer the following question, I'm going to send you a T-shirt, all right?
Okay.
Related to what we talked about earlier, you said what is always coming but it never arrives tomorrow. What comes out tomorrow, Scott?
Comes out tomorrow?
Yeah. What comes out tomorrow? You know, it's a question related to television history, I guess you could say, or movie history.
What comes out tomorrow?
Yeah, this is. I know there's a lot of people screaming. There's a lot of people.
I remember you guys advertising. I don't remember what it is.
All right.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, it's
yeah.
Shirley Temple? Does that ring a bell?
Ah,
no, it's tomorrow. Not Shirley Temple. It's Annie.
Always tomorrow.
Annie.
What comes out tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
And what comes out?
Always tomorrow.
Sun will come out
tomorrow.
It's
always a day away.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Scott, I did everything. I did everything to give it to
away.
You. But there you go.
He's singing.
Scott.
Now,
yeah.
you gave my guy a T-shirt
Ed,
for singing.
I think, to be fair, if we're going to treat Arkansas the way we treated Arizona,
yeah.
we need to send Scott a T-shirt. He tried. He sang.
He sang.
He risked a lot of his reputation there.
Because apparently there are people at this dog salon who listened to the show
and
heard him sing.
Amen. Scott, you wait on the – after you get through asking us a question, you hold on. We'll get your address and put this in the mail to you. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, go ahead. Fire away with your question.
All right. Mine's more of rhetorical. It in a lot of sermons we hear how man is unique. Earlier, Abraham was mentioning on the Abraham Minute about the thumbprint, and we know the eye is unique to the person and the ear. And I'm a truck driver, so I do a lot of thinking on the road, so this is how my mind works. One other thing that I realize is also unique to the human body, and that is their odor, the way they smell.
Yeah? What's your question? Is there a question?
You don't believe? No, it's more of a rhetorical question.
Oh, it's a rhetorical question.
Yeah, just something for people to...
Yeah, this close to lunch, we appreciate that.
Saying that everyone has a unique smell?
Sure.
Yeah, if you don't believe me, every time they send out a search party, they always send hounds, and they give them a piece of
That's
old
true.
Turkey for them to smell.
That's true. Some more pleasant than others, I would add.
When we're sweaty, we all smell the same, Scott.
I know.
And that's bad.
Well, yeah. Nah, some worse than others.
I know what he's saying.
You been into a male locker room?
Go
into a male locker room after a ball game
scent.
And a female locker room.
Yeah. I was trying to make a joke out of that, but
thank you, Scott.
I'm sure you're right, Scott.
Appreciate
hey, Scott, we're going to put you on hold. So,
yeah. All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go now to Philip in Georgia. Hi, Philip.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing better than I ought to be.
Amen.
All right. Where are you calling from in Georgia?
Well, I'm calling from Macon, but I live in Centerville, Georgia.
Okay.
Which is about 20 minutes south of Macon.
Gotcha. Well, Philip, you
want to... People that live in Macon are in danger of getting shot. So,
is that right?
Say.
Oh, my word.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you're driving fast there.
Trying to get through.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, Philip, you ask, answer, or both?
Well, I'm going to do both.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
I think, I knew the tomorrow question. I knew that. But somebody beat me to
it.
So I'm going to try, tell you what, I'm going to try the corn question.
Okay, here's the question, Philip. Corn is also known as what?
Hominy.
That's an incorrect answer.
I think I've heard that, hominy grits and stuff, corn.
It's made out of corn.
Hominy's made out of corn?
I think so.
Well, I think I think Philip's answer is more about how you fix corn. You're talking about another name for corn altogether.
Yeah, do you know another name for corn altogether, Philip?
Maize.
Yes.
That's
a mystery question that has been answered correctly. Maize is the right answer. Philip gets it from Georgia, and we will send you a free, well, obviously it's free. You won it, right? Trivia Friday T-shirt, Philip. Maize.
Fantastic. Man, that is awesome.
We keep grading on the curve. This is going to be a record today for how many shirts we've given
away. Hey, Philip, do you know what college, major college football team is known as the Maize and Blue? You know what major? It's not in the SEC. There's a major college football program.
That's the only conference
that you keep up with. I know. No, it's the University of Michigan. Wolverines are known as the Maize and
Blue.
Really?
Yes, the Maize and Blue.
That makes sense.
Because the yellow.
Oh, okay. Maize and Blue. All right.
Anyway. All right, Philip.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
I like it.
Do you have a question for us, Philip?
I do. I've been trying to call in every Friday ever since y'all were talking about The Blob, the movie The Blob.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, three or four weeks ago y'all were all about The Blob?
Yeah, that was Steve McQueen.
Yeah. There was a very famous and very influential Christian music artist that – had a role in that film. Who would that be?
In The Blob?
In the Blob?
In the Blob.
That had a role in the Blob.
Are we talking 60s here?
No, it's 57 maybe, something like
that. Yeah.
Okay, a famous...
Bill Gaither is 127 years old.
Now, what about the guy
him.
That wore the white shoes and it was squeaky clean?
Pat Boone?
Yeah,
Pat
I wonder Boone? If it... I'm going to guess Pat Boone.
He wasn't in it. He wasn't in it.
No, but he had a role. He might have been sitting in he might have been a background guy sitting over there drinking some milk in the corner.
We don't know.
We don't know.
You got us, Philip. What's the answer?
Larry Norman.
Larry Norman. Was he in the movie?
He was in the movie. Yes, he was.
Well, I'll be.
Wow.
He didn't star in the movie.
No.
He did not star in the movie.
He must have been pretty young.
He was young. If you look online, you can find, I don't know if you can find clips. I think you might probably find clips of that, of the scene that he was in. But I know you can find pictures because I've seen them.
Okay.
Now, Philip, you're going so far back that the only people that remember Larry Norman also remember Randy Stonehill and some of those guys.
Oh, yeah,
good stuff.
Larry Norman, he was my absolute favorite. I saw him in concert probably 4 or 5 times.
Why should the devil have all the good music?
That was exactly.
Yeah.
Right, he had the little dog.
He had a little dog.
Fido.
Yeah.
Was he a contemporary Christian?
Christian rocker. He was pretty
early on.
Yeah, early on.
Yeah.
Kind of in the Jesus movement.
His first band was called People.
People.
His first band was called People, and they had a number one hit called I Love You. I want to say it was in 1967.
Yeah, it's kind of the Jesus
people. He quit the band the day that album came out.
Okay.
They were going to name the group Them.
But since
they just
went
with People.
Hey, Philip, we're going to put
Thanks,
you on hold.
Buddy.
And so you can get your T-shirt. We'll get your information, your
That's
size.
That's some good stuff.
And, yeah, Larry Norman.
Now, Larry Norman's protege was Randy Stonehill, who was one of my favorites when I was a brand new Christian. And then later on, I was privileged to be on a cruise with Brian Duncan, Randy Stonehill.
Oh, wow.
They did music. I did comedy. And that was
really?
A whole lot of fun to get to hang out with those guys.
Well, listen, we're coming up here on a break. So what you mentioned you were on a cruise. We mentioned earlier that you'd been up in Ohio. Where you got coming up? Where are you going to be, and where can people go if they want to invite you to their church or their function or maybe a fundraiser for a pro-life group? You do those, and those go over really well.
Well, thank you for that. As a matter of fact, next Thursday night, I'll be in Mount Carmel, Illinois for Hope Pregnancy and Resource Center. So I won't be on the show next Friday. I'll be on my way back from Illinois. But it'd be a great opportunity to meet those of you in Illinois in the Mount Carmel area. You're invited next Thursday night, Parkview Christian Church, Hope Pregnancy and Resource Center, Mount Carmel, Illinois. That's one of the things I'm so passionate about, and I love speaking at pregnancy center banquets.
All right, and so where do people go if they want to invite you?
JJJasper.com.
And they can find out where you're going to be if someone's in Illinois or they're in the area and they say, wow, I always wanted to meet J.J. Jasper. All that information will be at jjjasper.com as
well. I need to update the calendar, but yes to your question. jjjasper.com calendar and then booking tab there as well. Thank you, Ed.
All right.
We shall return in 5 minutes with more of Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.